For KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. The judge overseeing the case against former state senator Justin Eichhorn has granted a motion by federal prosecutors. The motion asked her to reconsider releasing him to a halfway house after his court hearing on Wednesday morning. The order issued late Monday by Judge Shannon G. Elkins pauses a previous order that set the conditions of his release. It also says she will reconsider whether to keep Eichhorn in jail before his trial. The case development comes after Eichhorn allegedly lied in court and sought to obstruct the investigation into his attempt to solicit a minor. The motion filed Sunday says since his arrest, Eichhorn has lied about having a gun in his St. Paul apartment and sought help from a, quote, close associate to remove a laptop from that residence. Eichhorn was arrested March 17th after authorities say he attempted to solicit an undercover officer he believed to be a 17-year-old offering prostitution services in an online ad. The Grand Rapids Republican resigned from the Senate 3 days later. The dates for the special election to fill the vacancy in Senate District 6 following Eichhorn's resignation are now set. A writ of special election signed by Governor Tim Walz says the election will be Tuesday, April 29th. A special primary election will be April 15th if necessary to narrow the field. The candidate filing period opens Wednesday and runs through April 1st. Thus far, at least 7 Republican candidates and 2 DFL candidates have announced their intentions to campaign for the open seat in Senate District 6, which covers parts of Cass, Crow Wing, and Itasca counties. This includes the cities of Grand Rapids, Brainerd, and Baxter. The 2 newest entrants into the race are Steve Cotario of Merrifield, running as a Republican, and Nikki Hardy of Pequot Lakes, running as a DFLer. Cotario is a small business owner and a veteran who unsuccessfully ran for the Crosby-Ironton School Board during the last election. Hardy is a substitute teacher in the Pequot Lakes and Pine River Bacchus schools and a former scientific researcher. Learn more about these candidates and all the others at KAXE.org. The KAXE News team will be putting together an election guide for this race, and we want your help. Find a form to submit questions you'd like us to ask the candidates on our Facebook page and at our website. Industry groups say Minnesota is short more than 100,000 affordable housing units to meet demand. Project leaders say the Trump administration's escalating trade war creates more uncertainty in addressing this critical need. Last week, the National Association of Home Builders warned that the Trump administration's aggressiveness on tariffs could increase the cost of building a home by more than $9,000. Cecil Smith of the Minnesota Multi-Housing Association says it depends on the situation for each project, but acknowledges it's possible. He says it adds to the other market forces affordable housing developers are already dealing with.
We have a lot of uncertainty in the economy right now, and tariffs is one factor that's, you know, making business very nervous.
Minnesota has invested money to accelerate affordable housing, but Smith says momentum is slow because of higher interest rates and regulatory issues. Lawmakers are trying to fix some of these problems this session. The White House insists its approach will pay off for the economy while acknowledging short-term challenges. Thanks to Minnesota News Connection for this story. A memorial to Native American military veterans could soon be erected on the grounds of the Minnesota Capitol under a bill that was advanced by a state Senate committee on Friday. Sam Cedo of Report for Minnesota reports that the measure authored by New Brighton DFLer Senator Mary Kunish would create a task force for establishing the memorial. The 13-member task force would be appointed by the Commissioner of Veterans Affairs and include one veteran from each of Minnesota's 11 federally recognized tribes. Kunish said she was inspired to author the bill by a trip to see the National Native American Veterans Memorial's 2020 unveiling in Washington, D.C. Native Americans serve in the United States military at a higher rate than any other ethnic group. Kunish said recognizing Native Americans' contributions is particularly important following the removal of military content related to diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives under an executive order issued by President Donald Trump. The Senate Committee on Agriculture, Veterans, Broadband, and Rural Development approved the bill unanimously, referring it to the State and Local Government Committee for further discussion. That's it for the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.